Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in this world. I am Brian Donovan. I'm here with Patrick Giarelli.
What up, world?
And you are listening to 5-Minute Motivation. This is the show that takes average, everyday, inspirational quotes and turns them into valuable tools to take on everyday life.
We take the words of the smartest, most powerful, and inspirational people. We break them down to build you into a better person.
One of us has a quote. The other has no idea what that quote will be. We'll put 5 minutes on the clock. We'll divide that 5 minutes equally because we are gentlemen. We'll give you our thoughts and insights on what that quote means to us. We'll do our best to give you the most we can in the least amount of time. Then it's up to you to go out there and spread as much kindness, determination, and positivity as possible to the people around you.
So get ready, open your mind, and the next 5 minutes will change your life.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
It'll take all we got, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you waiting for? Keep it real. Never gon' fake this. Till we make it. Till we make it.
We are now, funly, not a word, enjoyed it anyways. We are using desktop calendar ripoffs from some desktop calendar of motivational thought and growth that I had from, I don't know, early 2000s.
We didn't rip it off. Like, we didn't rip them off, like,
you're supposed
steal
to.
Them.
Yeah. No. They're not hot.
Physically rip them off.
Right. You physically tear them off the calendar.
Right.
They're hot in content.
They're lit.
There we go. Now we've come full circle. So, yes, we're taking some of these from Jump at the Sun motivational and growth desk calendar from, I'm thinking, at least 15, 16 years ago. And this has just been fun what we've been doing recently. For a while there, we were finding them all around us. And I still attest and admit to this sincerely, it's all around you. Positivity, growth, mental challenges, perspective, it's all around you. It's at church marquees. It's at coffee shop, ordering counters. They're all around you. You just got to open your eyes and be ready to grow and learn. So we're using this calendar. It was my turn to do the intro, which is always a little bit fun and a little bit different because I actually believe Brian does it better than me. But that's,
no.
Well, you know, it takes two. But that's because it was Brian's turn to thumb through the pile of stuff and stumble upon the quote that him and I are going to dissect for you, hopefully kind of make it around 5 minutes. Hopefully he talks a bit, I talk a bit, we talk a bit together, and you take something from it. And what you're going to take from that is maybe some growth, how to better your life, how to better your family's life. I mean, at the end of the day, you're only in control of one person, that's you. But how you react does affect other people in your life. So take it away, B.
I think we're gypping people if we don't let them hear the actual paper. Yeah, I'm selecting a Jump at the Sun quote. Jump at the Sun, if you're still out there, thank you for these quotes. I just glanced down, and I didn't read the quote, but I could have swore I saw that one of these quotes was attributed to Mary J. Blige. I think that's a little strange. This is from Patrice Gaines.
Who's that, you say? I don't know.
Google it. You Google it. We don't have a guy. We don't have a guy to do that.
Oh, man.
Pat was trying to read it through the back of the paper backwards and upside down. Good luck. I didn't know that life was a series of lessons that you have to study your mistakes. You got to fail. I mean, if you're going to achieve something, you're going to fail a bunch of times. We've talked about failure, I think, numerous times through some of the quotes that we've selected in the past. We've talked about the correlation and the comparison to baseball and some of the heaviest home run hitters striking out, because I think the quote was possibly baseball related. This one, really, if you embrace the fact that you are going to fail, then the only logical next step, instead of just moving past your failure, accepting your failure and moving on and trying to work towards success, the best thing that you can do with that failure is to study it, analyze, figure out why you failed, and learn from it. Otherwise, it's pointless. You don't get anything from it.
Right.
If you're going to deal with the negative repercussions of failure and all of the things that come with it, the doubt, the regret, remorse, those are tough things to handle.
Yeah.
And the one way to get through all of those things is to break it down into scientific terms, to really analyze all of the different factors that went into this particular situation that caused you to fail.
Yep.
And when you get super practical and granular about the different little things that contributed to your failure, they become less emotional and you don't have those concrete feelings of remorse and regret and doubt and, you know, all of the negative things that come along with that. In order to learn your lesson from that failure, you really have to break it down and figure out why you failed.
And I think it's super important to really dig deep on those moments of quote unquote failure or mistakes, because the human mind is so strong that we can make ourselves believe darn near whatever we want to. But you got to look introspectively to control the controllables. Okay. So yeah. You can play the blame game, but that's certainly not going to help you grow. Then you can look at these things scientifically, as Brian had mentioned, break them down into steps and in a chronological path of what I did to yield this negative result. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. So what do I need to change to yield a different result? I fear that way too often, too many of us humans literally repeat the same misguided steps to yield us the same crappy outcomes, and we still say out loud, ignorant, that's the correct word there, ignorant crap like, man, I just can't get a break, or God, it's always me, or never fails. Yeah, now there are incidents of oh shit moments. But I tell you, and I am not anyone special, but I tell you, I, like anyone else, have so many regular nuances in life that might be chalked up to mistakes, or I often just chalk it up to hashtag adult life. What can go wrong will go wrong at the worst possible time to go wrong, right? Yeah. That's the quote. But then does that challenge, does it beat you down and overwhelm your day? Or does that challenge, you look at it at the right perspective, you realize this just needs to be tweaked. That thing is not ruining my day today or any day moving forward. So I think you've got to be curt to yourself, analyze those mistakes, grow from the mistakes. And here's the thing, don't repeat the mistakes, because I think that whole thing about like doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity. We've all heard that one, right? But how many of us fall victim to that? I mean,
see, it's kind of easy to get into a rut and
get into a habit
or establish,
bad habit, but rut would be the right word, maybe a little bit more forthright. I can think of many things that I do well, and I can think of many things that I've developed a bad habit. So I would challenge you, look introspectively yourself when you have an opportunity, figure out what those controllables are. If you can change it and grow from it and become a better you, then do that.
If you've ever played sports, or if you currently play sports and you look at life in general as a sport, you know, because there are so many parallels, you know, sports really serve to make many connections. There's a lot of analogies between sports and life in general. Just yesterday in playing volleyball, made a couple mistakes out on the court and owned up to them. My teammates are quick to point them out as well. Sometimes you don't have a choice to own up to them. But, you know, some of them being most of them being inconsequential and small because it's a sport. So you say, my bad, and you move on.
Yep.
But on a personal level, if I continually, let's use the beach volleyball as an example. If my opponent, every time the ball gets set to him and he's going to spike it, and I know it's coming, you know, it's in my best interest to get in the right position. You know, if I know where he's going to put it, a lot of times some of these opponents are good enough where they'll change their strategy based on where you go.
Yep.
And so there was two or three times in one specific game with one specific opponent where I was just out of position two or three times. And I think you're gambling. It's a 50-50 shot where they're going to hit it. But there was one time where I knew, I just had a gut feeling, I know where he's going with it, and I adjusted, got in the absolute perfect position. He hit it right to me.
Perfect.
And we got the point.
Nice.
I was there. And it's just one of those examples, even if you lose two or three points, but you get that one good one where you feel really confident about your decision-making process and you feel really good about the adjustments that you make after making a mistake, that one point feels so much better, has so much more weight than the negative points that you lost before
so true.
That.
So true.
And if you could look at it on a point scale, look at life that way, and kind of at least maybe not count them, because that number would probably be dismaying if we started counting wins and losses, you know, in all of the situations in our lives. But if you look at that as just a small little win and you make a calculated adjustment in your life to something that is repeatedly can be seen as a mistake, something that you're doing wrong in your life, the one time where you get a win in that category, it's going to wipe it all out. It's like golf. You get that one shot that keeps you coming back.
You got that right. You got that right.
If, you know, looking at your life as a sport, if you play sports, great. Look at it as a sport. And if you can make that connection, I think there are a lot of beneficial analogies there to be had. If you don't play sports, I'm sure you could find something in your life that, you know, where there are connections. If you have to look at it, you know, as an analogy instead of, you know, what's actually happening in your life to make that connection. But, you know, try and get those wins.
Quick shout out to Patrice Gaines here. Author, speaker, writing coach, teacher, and advocate. So she stayed pretty busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was where the quote originated from. But we had not heard of her, so I wanted to give her a quick shout out.
Thanks, Patrice.
Yeah, no doubt. We appreciate it, Patrice.
We appreciate it.
Oh, and on that one, we'll see you next time.
Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time.
I thank the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it.
Take on without, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it.
Too long for too gone.
Oh, Jesus, don't. No. That gets cut. Okay. That gets cut. That was horrible.
Dang. What's the 411, honey?
Jesus.